Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Western Chalukya Empire. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we explore fascinating histories, unravel technological innovations, and dissect societal shifts. Today's episode takes you back to the medieval tapestry of India as we delve into the grandeur and the legacy of the Western Chalukya Empire. The Western Chalukya Empire, also known as the Kalyani Chalukya, was a powerful dynasty that ruled most of the Western Deccan, South India, between the 10th and 12th centuries. This period is often noted as a significant epoch in the history of South India and a golden age of Karnataka, as the empire set the stage for notable developments in art, architecture, and governance that influenced later South Indian empires. The inception of the Western Chalukya dynasty marked the rise of a new power when Tailappa Sekth, a local chieftain in the Bijapur region, overthrew the Rashtrakutas in 973 AD. Setting up their capital at Kalyani, now known as Basava Kalyan in modern Karnataka, the Chalukyas proved their dominance and carved out a realm that fostered an era of economic prosperity and cultural efflorescence. One of the most striking features of this empire was its architecture, commonly known as the Chalukyan architecture. Have you ever marveled at the symmetric complexity of ancient temples? Then the Western Chalukya temples are something to behold. They evolved a distinctive style, which was a harmonious blend of the Nagara and Dravidian architectural forms. Monuments in places like Patadakal, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, are testimonies to their architectural genius, showcasing both temple and secular constructions that have withstood the ravages of time. But it wasn't all smooth sailing for the Chalukyas. They were constantly in military tussles with their neighbors, the Cholas, the Hoysalas, the Paramaras, and the Yadavas. The conflicts, especially with the Cholas, were both frequent and ferocious, involving battles for territorial control that have been vividly depicted in the historical records of both dynasties. Speaking of records, the Western Chalukyas were meticulous in maintaining detailed inscriptions that offer a peek into the era's socioeconomic conditions. These inscriptions, written in Sanskrit and Kannada, provide insights into the administration, culture, and even the daily lives of people during that time. It's fascinating to think about how much history is preserved in these stone-carved messages, isn't it? Now, the Chalukyas were also great patrons of art and literature, fostering a renaissance in Kannada and Sanskrit literature. Court poets and scholars were given great respect and produced literature that influenced generations that followed. The Vachana literature in Kannada flourished during this period under the support of kings like Someshwara III, who also authored an encyclopedic work called Manasolasa, covering a wide range of topics from cuisine to falconry. However, like all great dynasties, the Western Chalukya Empire eventually declined. Their power waned in the late 12th century as their feudatories, the Hoysalas, the Sunas, Yadavas of Devagiri, and the Kakatiyas began to assert their independence and carve out their own territories. By 1189, the last Chalukya scion, Someshwara IV, found his empire overrun by the aggressive expansion of the Yadavas and the Hoysalas. Now, why is the Western Chalukya Empire so crucial in the history of India? It's not just about their military conquests or artistic innovations. This empire served as a crucial bridge in South Indian history, linking the ancient to the medieval and setting the stage for future South Indian dynasties to blossom. Their contributions to art, culture, architecture, and literature had a lasting impact on the Indian subcontinent, echoing through ages and influencing both contemporary and later cultures. One must wonder, how does the legacy of such ancient empires influence our modern understanding of governance, culture, and art? Do we see echoes of their architectural genius in today's structures? As we wrap up today's episode, take a moment to think about how the historical narrative of such empires is constructed from pieces of art, preserved texts, and architectural prowess. How does our current societal setup owe to these historical advancements? Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. We hope today's journey into the past has opened up new corridors of curiosity and understanding about our rich world heritage. Explore more, think deeply, and stay curious until our next episode, where we unravel another page of history.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Western Chalukya Empire. Thanks for listening. See you next time.